So I just want to call to order our first SHAC meeting for 2022-23, North Zulch ISD. The SHAC meeting is the School Health Advisory Committee meeting. Present today, we have two parents. We have Ms. Robin Afshar. Her kiddos are in grades 3, 5, and 9, I believe. And Ms. Alice Kirk, and her kiddo is in grade 8. Hopefully at our next meeting, we'll have some students as well that'll be involved with the SHAC meeting. Just as far as an introduction, we have Ms. Batten, she's our counselor. Coach Lafitte is our athletic director. Ms. Beal is over cafeteria. I'm Casey Luchek, I'm nurse. We have Ms. Pope, our elementary principal, and Mr. Compton, our high school principal. At this time, we have to determine the SHAC officers for 2022-23. And so I'd like to make first motion for a parent co-chair for Ms. Alice Kirk.
I second.
Okay.
I would be honored. Thank you for the opportunity.
And then we'll need a staff co-chair as well.
I nominate Casey Luchek.
I second.
Thank you. And then, Ms. Robin Afshar, would you like to be our parent representative?
Sure.
Okay. Yes. So I would nominate her as our parent representative. You want a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. And would we like to have a staff representative as well, or?
I think it'd probably be
okay.
A good idea to have a staff representative, in my opinion. And
would anyone like to volunteer, or?
I will.
Okay. So I will nominate Mr. Compton, or who volunteered.
I second that.
Okay. And there were no objections. I guess I should have said that every time. And so those are our 2022-23 officers. Couple of updates on SHAC. Texas law does require all school districts to have a school health advisory council, which is appointed by the board. That's one reason why we're meeting, to kind of set the members, and we'll present that to the board. The SHAC's role is we're a group, and we meet to help advise the district on student health and learning. It's required that our school meet two times a year, and we have to create an annual report and present it to the board at the end of the school year. Some of the components that we address, it's the eight components of the health program, which include health education, physical education and activity, health services, nutrition services, counseling, psychological and social services, healthy school environment, staff health and wellness, and family and community involvement.
Nurse Casey,
yes,
I do have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you going off of which guidelines?
Uh-oh.
My understanding is that the newest guidelines as of April 14, 2022 indicate that the SHACs are to meet four times a year.
We're a district of innovation.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yes, and so we
Perfect.
Only have to do two.
Perfect.
Yes, and that was one thing.
Thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
For the clarification.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yes, and we still have to follow all other requirements as far as posting to the website prior and after the audio.
Yes.
Or the video recording, and we have to post the meetings within 10 days. Yes, ma'am. And then we're not subject to the full Texas Open Meeting Act requirement. We're just making recommendation to the boards. We're not adopting any policies. Yes, ma'am.
Perfect.
And any other questions on our SHAC laws or anything? We can just go over a couple of updates at this time. Coach, if you have anything as far as athletics or any updates?
Not this time.
Okay. And Ms. Beal, anything with food services?
Nothing's changed. Our milk is it's the same. It's just different packaging. So the kids thought it was different, but it's not. It's because Borden got bought out by Highland. So other than that, I mean, everything's the same. Same guidelines. Fruit, grabs, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Ms. Batten, is there anything with counseling or safety?
So I have been going into the elementary classrooms. We've started a character education program going in grades pre-K through 5 in the classrooms. We started with safety. We also did some Red Ribbon Week discussions, mostly with the younger grades, medicine, safety. And we started this past month with character, and we discussed trustworthiness. So our secondary have done similar things during our enrichment times. We've done a lot of safety discussions, as well as we've been introducing different career opportunities. We've had speakers coming in and presenting to the students on a variety of career opportunities. Safety, we've added quite a bit of new things this year. We have, you know, really been working on meeting all of our drill requirements, practicing. All of the classrooms have been equipped with Stop the Bleed kits, which has the cat tourniquets in it. Students and staff also went through Stop the Bleed training earlier in the year.
And the Stop the Bleed kits also have first aid kits in them.
Yes.
As far as on my end, I have completed our immunization report. It's been filed to the state. Scoliosis screens have been completed for the 5, 7, and 8th graders. I just have to wait till spring to submit that report. The hearing and vision screens are in process, and I'll submit that in the spring. We completed 143 kiddos the day that we did the Stop the Bleed training, as far as from 6 through 12 that we trained that day. On first aid, or CPR 80 first aid, all coaches and staff who transport students are already CPR and Stop the Bleed trained. And then it will be offered again in the spring for anybody as far as staff who would like to have that training. We highly recommend it. Over half of our staff is already trained, and so we're encouraging the rest to get that training. We have had an increase in illnesses as far as in the elementary side with RSV, flu, and strep throat. It's starting to be seen in the high school side now. We offered COVID shots on site through Aurora Concepts. They're now coming for the monthly B12 shots. In the spring, we're actually talking to them about helping the kiddos whenever they have their 5th and 7th grade catching up on their immunization requirements, and then our seniors who have to have the meningitis shot before college, she can come and offer that to anyone who needs it to where they don't have to go out of town. They do that with a lot of the other surrounding schools. I have applied us for the free Narcan program, so we can have Narcan here at the school. Once I get the clarification and that we are getting that, then we can do training and kind of go through the discussion on that. I didn't know that our sheriff officers do not carry Narcan. It's only EMT in our area. And so theoretically, we would have Narcan at school that would be available for community access if anybody in the community needed it. As far as if the sheriff needed to come get it or anything like that, it would be available. Otherwise, we have to find EMT in county. And that's really all on my sense. I did send out a survey to staff in regards to, I listed all the 8 components to the SHAC committee and asked if they had any concerns, and I've been following up on that. It seems like at this point there's a lot of concerns with stress amongst staff and students, and the little ones with the lunch having being so early in the day on having some type of snack available for the kiddos, the younger kiddos in the afternoon. And that's all I have from the nurse side. As far as curriculum, Ms. Andrus is not able to be here today, and there have been numerous changes as far as our curriculum side. I don't have that whole list in front of me as far as all the different things that were addressed, but she did say that in November 2021, the school board and TEA had different meetings, and they decided on these 4 different instructional materials that were on the sheet that she provided. And it seems as though the Goodhart Wilcox health education materials are the ones that meet our requirements for our, most of our kids. It's just with all the different changes, it's hard to find a program that suits our school and kiddos and meets all requirements. And so we are still working on that. And then it just, she just gave the list of what all the different programs did cover, if it didn't cover, and if it had been approved by the school boards. Currently, at Norris Ulch, K through 12 science teachers are teaching the health education TEKS as the integral part of the science curriculum. We're utilizing Red Ribbon Week to incorporate health education topics. The counselor gives lessons that are delivered in all classrooms. We have assemblies and adult speakers scheduled throughout the year to give the students real-world applications of many health topics. And the curriculum department has reviewed, Quaver Ed was the elementary curriculum that they were reviewing that covered all the TEKS. And then she provided the two different websites to where it provided the changes and the one that they were looking at finally. And if we have any questions, we can always refer them to her and go from there. Any questions that I might could help on that? And then Mr. Anders wasn't able to be here. Mr. Compton, do you have any updates?
No, the main things that I was looking at were some of the things that you talked about on your survey, about trying to figure out if we can get some snacks or something for the younger kids in the afternoon. I know that there was some discussion about a grant a company or something with the school to come in and do this with maybe Sam or something like that. But Mr. Anders had mentioned that to us at a meeting one time. So we're just got to follow up with him and see where we're at on that. But that is one of the things that I was going to suggest that we have as a goal for our SHAC committee is to maybe look at that as a possibility to see if we can figure out how to make that happen.
Mr. Compton, I am also aware of a school grant that I can send information to you on that was brought to my attention last week. It is through USDA, and it is an additional, I feel like the school might potentially qualify because we are 50% or more free mm-hmm. and reduced. Mm-hmm. And so I will find that particular okay. grant and send it okay. forward.
And then Ms. Bill probably knows a whole lot about all that stuff too, and so we'll mm-hmm. get together.
Yes, I know Ms. Chapman is working on trying to find out grants for us about the food nutrition and stuff, and I haven't heard back from her, but she's the one that finds all of our needs that we need for the school. So I'll get with her and see if she's found out any more information.
And then just as far as updates, I was going to ask you, as far as the Second Chance Breakfast that we started this year, how is that going, and are our numbers still good on that?
Yeah, it's going good. Mostly they all eat Second Chance, and they have two or three different options to choose from. The main breakfast that we serve for first, and then there's two more that they're offered to. Okay. So, but yeah, it's going good, and they're all eating. Okay. They all come in and eat.
Do we have options as far as those who have peanut allergies?
Well, you've got, yeah, we got three options on the menu every day. So it's either that PB&J or the two entrees on each side of the line.
Okay.
So there's always some, there's three every day. I haven't seen nobody with peanut allergies. Do we have anybody? Because I haven't seen it in the system.
Okay. Well, then we'll follow up on that.
Okay. Right?
So that just works. And Ms. Pope, do you have anything from the elementary side?
I think we've just really touched on everything. I was happy that Ms. Batten was able to start the character education and come into the classrooms. As we've had more safety trainings and drills, the kids have had more questions this year, so that gave her the opportunity to, answer some of those questions. And when we did the big intruder drill, the police officers divided us up into two groups so that elementary had a presenter and high school had a presenter. And the kids were able to voice some concerns about things, you know, and ask questions and to be able to get answers. And I feel that they, not that you ever want to do those things, but I feel that they're better prepared and not so maybe apprehensive about it because they were able to, you know, to open up and ask questions and got a lot of good feedback from the way everything went. So it is a terrible thing to have to do that, but we are just in a situation this year where we've done a lot of upgrades to our campus security with the enclosure of the, you know, the hallway that connects us, safety film on the glasses that are on the outside glasses that would help slow anything down. So we feel like we've done a lot to help meet that need. And I know that that was a concern of parents and staff at the end of the year, like what extra, you know, precautions would be taken. So I feel like we've done a good job for a school our size to be able to provide those things.
And one other thing I didn't mention, I'm just jumping back in on this, but now that we do, since last year we have hired the school resource officer,
yes.
And he is maintaining the exterior door checks weekly that he documents and keeps a log of, so he does check every exterior door. And we've implemented a policy that all classroom doors stay locked at all times when there's students in there. So that's been a change, and the kids have noticed to it, but they've actually gotten used to it. So I think they've acclimated well, and that was part of the training when I went into the classrooms.
Ms. Pope, is the window film on the doors on all the doors or only on the exterior doors?
It's on the exterior doors, but it's double-sided on the exterior door, so that gives an extra layer of protection for that.
But not like on the classroom windows?
On the classroom windows, yes.
Yes, it's a single layer on the door.
Just a single on that, but the exterior ones, it's a double.
And as far as discussion of our yearly goals, I was unsure of the previous yearly goals, so I figured we could establish, we've kind of already discussed a few goals for this year. We currently have the second lunch for those kiddos who are either here late or they're in athletics or early practice. And as Ms. Beal said, that's been very productive. They also have the shared table to where if kiddos don't want something, then they can kind of leave it there and trade as far as fruit or milk and juice. A future goal potentially that we've kind of been talking about is some type of afternoon snack for our elementary kiddos.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
For the coach. Is there also any air opportunities that you would see for character education going on through some of the athletics programs?
In athletics right now, 6 through 12, we do a every other week character program now. It's every other Friday, and it's on based on character development. That we do 6 through 12, all of athletics, boys and girls.
And the reason I was asking is because it sounds like we're doing a good job of covering the younger age group, and I thought that athletics in the high school might be one of the best opportunities.
Yes, ma'am. We started that third week of school.
Okay.
And then in addition to that, during our enrichment time, I don't want to say every other, but kind of every other Friday, we try to pull the kids for something. So sometimes it's job-related stuff, but sometimes it's also character development stuff. So we're mixing that in with that as well. So we're getting not only just the athletes, but everybody involved in that.
And then just one question I have for everyone. Is there a current school wellness policy, or is there one from years back that y'all are aware of?
As far as specific into, I mean, we have a general, I mean, what aspect are you?
Many of the schools that I've worked with have a designated school wellness policy, which is maybe where we're heading in as far as setting some short-term goals, but then it's a little more in depth because it looks at you know, goals that we want to achieve in this next year, you know, goals 2 years out and 5 years out for the school is in a couple of different areas. So I just didn't know if there was one already. We've come into the school district in the last, I guess we've been here almost 6 years now. And so I just wondered if there was one in place.
I'm not sure where the file is for Shaq, and I'm not able to speak with the individual who is over that right now. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we were
trying to create
a path.
Yes. Okay, so
there
may
be something in board policy too.
Yeah, I'd have to look honestly.
Okay. And that would be the role of this.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes,
perfect.
Any other type goals I listed as far as we might address something with vaping, since that's a high concern, or with staff stress relief. From the nurse side, I had a goal to have all of our kiddos up to date on immunizations throughout the year and prior to registration, and that can be achieved with Aurora Concepts coming with our mobile clinic and being available to the kiddos during that time.
As a parent, I think that setting a goal to work with staff stress and wellness is a very important component that would be beneficial all the way around for kids, parents, and obviously the school. There are some programs that other schools have adopted. I just got back from Chicago where I was at a conference, and there was a whole track that was designated to employee wellness and the need to, and it encompassed everyone from custodian to cafeteria. It's just a stressful time as we're kind of coming post-pandemic, and it's everyone, certainly children, there's been a lot of emphasis on social emotional health when it comes to our children, but we can't forget our staff either. And so maybe we could, as a group, identify a strategy or something that that could be beneficial. And I think bringing in a group like the PTO to see if there's something that they can do to assist with some of the stress levels, whether that means, you know, having a parent help out with organizing and, you know, getting materials ready periodically, you know, once a month, having a parent come up and help get things ready for the teacher, or, you know, if it's a time management. I think that also being a part of the PTO, I know that there would be many parents who would be willing to come and assist, as well as, you know.
Do they still have class parents or anything of that nature?
That is actually something that I think might be beneficial. Again, what used to be homeroom.
Yeah.
Whether it's either a class parent or even a grade level parent, mm-hmm. that works with, especially in a small school district, that was one of the strategies that was actually highlighted at that conference in Chicago, was that for some of the rural schools, and, you know, again, that was national, so there were people from all kinds of, but some of the rural schools said that they had even a grade level parent. If they had mm-hmm. two teachers, yeah. or three teachers that were in a grade level, there was one parent that helped out both teachers or all three, and that they found that really did help alleviate some of the stress in lesson plan preparations, giving the teacher more time to feel focused, and, you know, just all the, and so I think that might be an option.
And something else just to think of, I know teachers' brains, and I think one of the big things, I know adding the jeans week, I don't know what mm-hmm. it is, but that is something that
yes.
it's just a huge weight lifted off. So teachers now from, I guess, Monday through till Christmas break, we get to wear jeans. So everybody's celebrating that. But then I know that, and that
it's
is the stress.
It is.
But it's feeling like, oh my gosh, I don't have to iron or whatever at home. And then the next thing I think that I know has been done by administration this year was providing staff lunch during homecoming. And so basically all staff members ate free. And I know that was a lot on the ladies in the cafeteria, but it was incredible because it was free lunch and it was good lunch. Yeah. And so like stuff like that does add a lot. Yeah. So it is the small things.
It is the small things, but I think that that's something, again, that I feel like from a parents' perspective, I mean, and knowing some of the other, I mean, just PTO, I think that they might be a group that could lean on and be a part of helping with the employee staff.
The PTO has already offered, or they're going to be talking about that, some things that they were going to do in December.
Mm-hmm. So tomorrow we have a meeting, and yes, so we were talking about doing, I know that y'all will be doing something for teachers.
We do something called the Countdown to Christmas, and it's lunches, different types, and it has a theme, so we're doing that. And then they talked about like stocking the workroom with coffee and snacks, maybe.
And, right, and we had also discussed potentially, you know, could we do breakfast for teachers if y'all are covering lunch? You know, could we provide coffees, different flavors, and then maybe, you know, kolaches one morning, or you know, something other days. And it's the calendar has changed now, so classes
we're
are
out on that on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we were looking at ways that we could help with morale. We were going to discuss little small thank yous to the teachers, maybe doing some door prizes or some little giveaways where teachers could come and, you know, choose from little small gifts of sorts. Again, nothing, you know, earth-shattering, but again, just a small token of appreciation because they are working so hard, and we recognize that from a parent's perspective. So maybe that's something that could be incorporated. Okay. And based on the conversations of this committee, I'm happy to mention, and I don't know if either one of you will be available for the meeting tomorrow afternoon, but you know,
what time is the meeting tomorrow?
It's at 7:00 in the cafeteria, but the option to talk about you know, either grade parent or a teacher parent or any of these discussions, I feel certain that there would be parents receptive.
I think that would help with even like the planning of Christmas parties. And, I mean, I know Fall Festival is one of the bigger events that the teachers put a lot into, but I think just, you know, Valentine's, all the little parties that they do, it's, I can see that being helpful.
Or even if you have to get the memo out to the whole class for some reason, I mean, having that little tree of communication is nice to have. Any other goals anybody would like to mention or address? Or
in just only, I'm just kind of thinking about teacher stress and concerns or whatever, and the things that we mentioned are great. And another thing that I've seen done, and I don't know that it's something that we want to tackle or whatever, but I just want to bring it up anyway, is maybe to have some things like some things to encourage teacher wellness, health-wise or whatever, maybe some step challenges or something like that, just to encourage activity among the teachers, something like that. I don't know.
There are some great programs. There's a Walk Across Texas program that Brazos County is very active. It's a statewide. It's free. It's an online program. And classrooms or teachers can all challenge one another to walk the distance. They're virtually submitting their miles. And The goal is to walk 833 miles in 8 weeks. And that means, you know, everybody pulls together, you get teacher teams, you can get youth teams together, and it's all online. And there are several programs like that, that, you know, maybe at the end there could be a gift certificate and that the teachers could receive for a massage or a, you know, some type of stress reliever.
We had 1 year, a young lady had gone to school and got her massage therapy license, and this was really neat. She came and sat up in the workroom, and she took like 30-minute shifts, and mm-hmm. she took breaks in between. But you would just sign up for your conference, and the teachers got to go in, and she did it for 2 days. She donated her time. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's worth looking into. I don't know if we know anybody, but it's something looking into our resources.
Yeah. Yes, looking into. Mm-hmm.
Anything else from anybody? If not,
one thing I was going to add too is I know we got to do, and we can put, make this part of Shack too, is we got to do the thing at the end of the year where they have to measure all their
fitness.
No, fitness gram. Don't have to do that anymore. Okay.
But it might be coming back, she said.
Oh. Okay.
For now, we just table that.
Okay. Good.
Okay. I have something. So it goes to the cafeteria, and it goes to like what Ms. Luchek was saying about, do we accommodate for peanut allergies? So what the options are? Can we consider new options for an alternative lunch? We also have families here, and I've talked to Ms. Pope, and I've talked to you as well. we don't eat pork. It's not. Right. It's against the religion. But the hot breakfast option is almost always pork, so our option is always a cold breakfast. And it would be nice if there would be a hot option for people who can't eat
right.
what you're serving, and for for whatever reason it is. But it would be nice if it would be considered, even in hot lunches. There's like it's chopped pork or
well, we only do pork on Fridays, chopped barbecue, and that's not very often. Like it is coming up. You know, but there's always that other alternative, which will be chicken or pork. Now, breakfast, the only pork we have is the sausage patty and bacon. Like, I always order their pancakes on a stick, turkey, their breakfast pizzas, turkey, the pepperoni is turkey on our pizza. So that's the only pork that comes through is the bacon, sausage, and the pulled pork. But yes, there's always another offer. Like we've been doing yogurt, and they can have an oatmeal chocolate chip bar with it, or a muffin, or something like that. But as far as hot, I would have to talk to Ms. Chapman because she'll have to change the menu if we can do that, because she has a guidelines that we have to follow by if we get audited from the state. See, that's the only problem that I have, because I don't get to make the menu. She sends it to me, and then I put it on there. But I always try to offer them anything else, cereal, Pop-Tarts, cinnamon rolls we've had.
Oatmeal
we just had, danishes.
Is there just an egg option, like an egg sandwich?
We've had...
without a meat?
Yes, and we just had that, I think, yesterday. Matter of fact, it was so turkey, turkey and cheese hot sandwich is what it was, or cereal. But we've also had one with just egg and cheese, and there's just different ones that, you know, and it always just says breakfast on a bun,
right.
So you just, you know, put whatever on there. But I always watch the kids, especially them, and I'll let them know, you know, well, I have, you know, something else if you want that, you know. But like today, they ate nachos. It was all beef. So, but yeah, I mean, I will ask Ms. Chapman if we can throw a second hot meal on there, you know, like tomorrow is eggs and bacon and toast, you know, but and then cereal, of course,
but
always
is it,
cereal.
It's not necessarily together.
No, it's not.
So they
can
have the
yes,
eggs and
they
toast.
Can just have the eggs and toast without
okay.
the bacon.
And
they usually tell us
because
that
because
it doesn't touch it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's all separate in separate containers.
Okay.
That's great. So for any food food issues with religion or allergies, everything separate makes it really nice.
Yeah, it's not put together. And I make sure that, you know, because there is like eggs out there that's got bacon in it mixed up. Well, right. We can't have that, you know. Mm-hmm. We just get regular eggs.
So then from that standpoint, what is there something that this group or committee or that us as parents could do to help with communicating that more to parents so that we know and we can encourage our kids to take part in more of the meals? Or are there little place cards or something that can be put at the front of the line or by so that people
know what
because
we're having.
I think that there could be, you know, again, just for a variety of reasons, someone who's a vegetarian or a vegan and decide, but, you know, if they know that this does not have pork in it or you know, this is a turkey bacon, then they might be more likely to take that. And that could increase the lunch meals that are being taken as well.
Right.
Because it's not saying that on the menu.
It just says breakfast sandwich.
And everyone's going to assume.
Everyone's going to assume that it's bacon.
I mean, we explain to the kids in the morning, but I see where you're coming from. That way we have to say it 1,000 times.
Yeah. If it was just, and I know that might be extra work, and that's where I'm
saying. Well, no, we can find a way somehow.
But if you have some of those
laminated
that you can just put
on there.
Exactly. They could be kind of pre-done, and then you just kind of rotate
whatever the day is, and stick it out. Yeah, we totally could do that. Yeah. And at lunchtime, we've got dry erase boards on the door and explains to the kids what side's got what, you know. And, of course, they're offered their vegetables, and they can have it all.
Is there a salad bar anymore?
We have it for the teachers. We don't have, but salad is usually on the menu every day. It's a
nice
side salad.
Sometimes I get those instead of going to the salad bar.
I know the salad bars used to be things that my kids look forward to.
Yeah, my kids love
it. Yeah.
But they make some awesome salads for the kids. They're just, you know, a variety of things, and it's not like it's just some lettuce and a tomato.
Yeah.
They're really
it's
good.
It's cucumbers, cheese, everything on there, ranch, tomatoes, lettuce. Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, and we always have fresh fruit every day. Or fresh fruit and canned food, no matter, you know, whatever they want, they can have it. And the kids will ask me, can we have this too? You can have it all, babe. You can't have both entrees, but you can have your entree and all the fixings with it. You know, kids eat with their eyes.
Yes.
I am a firm believer of that.
Yes,
if it looks good, they're going to eat it.
Yes, they do.
If it looks, I ain't eating that today. You know, that's why I try to take some fruit. We'll take fruit and mix it with Jell-O, put a little Cool Whip on there with a little cookie, and they see it and they, oh yeah, I'm gonna eat that today. You know, so totally. The signs, we could figure out something and make it eyesight to them.
So then that could be a short-term, attainable, low-hanging fruit goal that we could reach is to implement signage in the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. There.
Yeah.
We have some of the, you know, those little metal stands that we would put on the tables.
Oh, yeah, with the
and you can just slip
it.
That in there. We have
that's
some of
good.
Those.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
we
a
can
great
do that.
Idea.
So.
And be quick to put away and change out whatever.
Change it out every day.
Mm-hmm. Laminate them the last one here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. And really, that's supporting like accessibility and diversity, and it's helping them.
Anything else from anybody? As far as our next meeting, any days, times, good, bad for individuals, and, well, it'll obviously be after January, so it'll be in the springtime.
Tuesdays are usually not as good for us because we have a lot of ARD meetings on Tuesdays, so it just happened that today's got moved, so if maybe we could avoid Tuesday if that's not, that's the only thing that I can think of, it's just.
It would be great for me if we could avoid Monday.
If we could avoid Monday.
I was gonna say Wednesdays are probably better for me.
Wednesdays, okay.
Okay.
And probably before two.
Before two.
Like maybe 1:30?
Okay, that's fine. We were just trying to pick a.
1:30 would probably be better with high school getting out of lunch.
Oh, that's right.
1:30.
Yeah.
So 1:30.
Yeah.
Works.
And y'all wanna look at maybe February the 15th?
I don't have anything on there right now.
I can change what I've got.
What do you have?
My kiddo's dentist appointment.
That's what?
I can change what I have that day. I just have my kiddo's dentist appointment.
I have a dental appointment.
I was gonna say, I'll change.
Those dental appointments are hard to get.
No, you better not change, you may not get it back.
That's right.
Well, it's early enough, though, I can.
We can go the 22nd or the 8th, either one, too.
It's already gonna be crazy with Valentine's that week, so we may wanna go.
Go to the 22nd?
Or the week before.
Or 15th? Did we say?
8th.
15th was your.
Yeah, this is our day that's crazy.
Okay, so what about the 22nd?
I'm good any other day, like I said, that was the only one day I had.
When do you start tournaments?
Mine, 8th would be good. 8th would be better for me.
I can't do the 8th, I'm at a conference that whole week. I mean, the 15th is fine, the 22nd is Ash Wednesday.
First? What about the 1st, February 1st?
1st of March?
February 1st.
1st of February.
February 1st is a Wednesday.
Go back that way, okay. We have a drill scheduled for that day, are we? I've got a secure drill.
We can arrange the drill around it.
But we would do that in the morning, most likely. Okay.
Yeah, I think the 15th seems to work best for everybody. Like I said, I can.
It didn't for her.
Yeah, I can reschedule their stuff, though.
Okay, or we go March 1st?
Or we go March 1st?
January is so crazy and getting back anyway, so why don't we say March 1st? And I mean, 'cause you still have quite a bit of time.
Yes, ma'am.
Left in the year after that.
We'll be done by afternoon.
All right, March 1st?
March 1st.
Good for you.
I'm glad that you caught that, I didn't pull it from my calendar.
And go ahead and say 1:30.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
March 1st, 1:30.
And so our goals by then are going to be to write up some of our discussions?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And get our goals typed up and vote on them for sure that day?
And maybe we can have Ms. Andrews come as well and speak a little better on the behalf of that aspect. So if there's nothing else, do we have to set a motion to adjourn?
Do we adjourn?
I second.
I'll second, I'm third.